This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is the Escape Hour.
My name's Russ Masterton. Across the panel for me today, I have got the gorgeous Fiona Brooke.
Thanks, Russ.
Our offsider, Tad Lombardo, is where, Fiona?
Well, I think he's heading off to the United Arab Emirates. I saw his Facebook post.
That's right, he's in Dubai.
He's in Dubai with his lovely new friend.
That's right. And
I saw some hilarious photos of them even on the aeroplane.
That's right. It looks like they were enjoying their
going off to a flying start.
Their time in the lounge, just a couple of champagnes to get them ready for the flight. And by God, were they ready?
They were definitely ready. Look, there's nothing better for me. I get to the airport, and as soon as I open that bottle of champagne or get that glass of champagne at the airport, that's the start of the trip. I start early.
We digress. There's many stories we can tell about drinking on planes, but this is a family show and I don't think we can go there. So, yes, Tad's not here today, but you do have Fiona and I. We've got a special guest who we'll be introducing shortly. What a week it's been in travel, Fiona.
I know there are a lot of things to talk about, particularly as everyone's got travel on their mind with this time of year.
Yes, it's Christmas just around the corner, and if by now you should have booked your holiday for the Christmas holidays.
So. I actually have been trying to book a trip to Bali for a brief getaway before the madness of Christmas. We'll have to talk about that in a little bit, actually.
Yes.
But,
we've got a bit of an ongoing series that we've had on the Escape Hour, and it's all got to do with the yes vote and marriage equality and so on and so forth. And today I've done a little bit of research because I think you and I would be perfect marriage celebrants.
Oh, excellent celebrants. I couldn't agree more.
We've both got the gift of the gab and we are a genuine love of people and, you know, we're both a bit
love of love.
Love of love. Love of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Joy de Vie. We should be called Joy de Vie Incorporated.
Marriage celebrants for the queer and quirky. So, you know, there is a bit of a course you need to take to become a marriage celebrant. And it's called a certified course in Marriage Celebrancy 4. And you can do these online or you can go into a school and do them. It costs about $1,000.
Okay. That's pretty good value.
Yeah, if you do it online, it takes about 12 months. And of interest, the reason that we need marriage celebrants is because they're offering a legal service. So that's why you would use your parish priest or a marriage celebrant because they're serving as a legal service. So they're registering your marriage with births, deaths and marriages. And you know, you just need to go out there and find the right person. So these days, research shows that about 80% of newlyweds are all going for the marriage celebrant instead of traditional church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the reason being is because of flexibility and individualism. So
you don't have to get married in a church to start with.
You don't anymore.
You can get married in a park or in a house or in a backyard or, you know, on a boat.
Jinx. Down by the beach, you know, wherever
exactly.
you want. And so that's why, you know, it's very important to do a little bit of research on who you want as a marriage celebrant because you need to get a bit of a rapport happening with them.
Definitely.
And you need to find someone who's going to marry you where you want to be married and how you want to be married. I was listening to a training school video on marriage celebrancy and, you know, this girl was telling us how she had a couple who wanted to be married dressed up as Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. And she was very happy to help them and they created, you know, all of the characters out of Peter Pan.
And she didn't have to dress up as Wendy, did she?
I don't know. I wish she didn't reveal that. I'd dress up as Wendy if that was the theme. Who wouldn't?
Wait to dress up as Wendy.
So anyway, we may do the course here. We'll let everybody know whether we've decided that we want to go down that road.
Yes. Well, you know, I used to be a wedding photographer in another
life. Did you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that about you.
And
did you take a good shot of those happy married married couple.
We took lots and lots of good shots. And I have to say we photographed a lot of weddings held by marriage celebrants, wedding celebrants. And I must admit, for something that is a civil service, they always added in quite a lot of other traditions, like Celtic knot tying and all sorts of other sort of traditions, and I always thought that sometimes they went a little bit over the top, but no doubt they were respecting the wishes of the couple they were marrying.
So I think the marriage industry is very excited with the prospect of same-sex marriage, because apparently it's going to be a $1 billion industry, and people are going to go crazy.
Well, so, you know, when you're in the business, you just have to put wedding in front of it and you double the price.
Well, that's right, because, you know, we've got that pink dollar that everybody thinks that we've got money to throw around everywhere, but we're hard workers and you know, just like everybody else in the community. Sophie, where would you want to get married?
That's a tough one.
Deathly silence there, Fiona. No. Does that mean you're not getting married?
No. That was me really, really struggling to come up with what I think would be. Actually, it would be in a forest.
Nice.
I'm really into forest bathing with clothes on.
Unlike
the midsummer hikes. Yeah. With no clothes on. But, yeah, so in a forest.
Would it be here at home, or would you travel to do that?
Anything to give me an excuse to get on a plane and travel, I'm pretty happy with. But okay. It could be here at home. I just think in nature would be it. But not on a beach. Too hot, too many flies.
Fair enough. Mine's been beach because I've got it. Well,
beach.
But I'm still waiting for the proposal from my partner, and looks like I'm going to be waiting a little bit longer.
Well.
But hence, you know, we choose our partners, and we live with that. But I've always wanted beach, and I'm starting to move away from that, because my idea of beach was to always get dress everybody in a muumuu and have everybody carrying sunflowers, and we're all sort of like dancing around the beach to songs from Hair.
I think that sounds fantastic. Anywhere where you can wear a muumuu. I had a muumuu party recently.
Fantastic. So you are listening to Joy 94.9. This is The Escape Hour.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.